Welcome to Politics Ohio. I'm Ellen Belcher, filling in for Emily McCord. I'm talking with Mike DeWine, Ohio's Attorney General and a Republican from Cedarville in Greene County. Thanks for your time, Attorney General.
Ellen, good to be with you. Thank you very much.
Recently, you announced that you're giving $75 million to Ohio's 88 counties to tear down abandoned homes that have been foreclosed on. Experts say that Ohio has tens of thousands of homes that need to be razed because they're in such bad shape that they'll never sell. This $75 million comes from a nationwide settlement with five mortgage lenders who were accused of defrauding borrowers. In a nutshell, the lenders were using forged or incomplete paperwork to foreclose on homeowners quickly. Montgomery County is eligible for more than $4 million of the grant money. Greene County is eligible for over $700,000. Clark could tap almost $1 million. What do the counties have to do to qualify for this money?
Let me kind of set the stage for this. This was part of the robo settlement, and every state got a certain amount of money, and then it was up to the state how to actually spend that money. I got to make the decision in Ohio and decided that a big portion of that I thought should be spent on dealing with a problem that I have seen around the state, and that is the problem of abandoned homes. You can go into virtually every city in this state and many smaller communities and see these homes that are just literally falling apart, and it really creates a huge problem for the neighborhood.
So what do the counties have to do to qualify? What are the criteria that you're putting down for them?
What the counties have to do is to submit to the Attorney General's office an application. And we've tried to make it a very simple application. And we just want to be assured that this money is going to be used for the demolition of homes. We've asked that only one application be submitted per county because we want everybody at the local level to work together.
Montgomery County had almost 31,000 vacant residential properties in 2010. If it ends up getting $4 million, which is what it's eligible for, how big of a dent in the problem will that make? I guess what I'm asking is, how much does it cost to tear down a house?
It costs anywhere between $4,000 to $12,000, $13,000. It depends on the location, depends on the size of the home, depends on the construction material. You can see that with $75 million spread around the state, it is not going to take care of all the problem because it's going to take a lot more resources.
Under the settlement, five lenders agreed to pay a total of $25 billion for their fraudulent loan practices. Ohio got $335 million of that. What's going to happen to the other $260 million that is not being used to tear down properties?
Well, we have an additional $20 million, which we got in the Attorney General's office. So we got roughly $95 million. We're going to take that other $20 million and allow groups, nonprofit groups, to apply for that money. And the whole idea will be that this money will be used to help the victims again. Some of that money will, in all likelihood, go to legal aid that will help people who have a mortgage problem with some of the options that they have today under the law, but frankly, they many times need a lawyer. The rest of the money is not going to flow through our office. The rest of the money is going to go out directly from the banks that signed this agreement, the five banks that signed the agreement. And there's a formula, and the banks are to be contacting the victims. And these are people who lost their homes in this foreclosure crisis. There may be also people who are underwater, who still are hanging in there, but the value of their home is less than their outstanding mortgage. And that money will, again, come from these banks, and that should be happening shortly.
The settlement did not preclude individual borrowers or investors who bought the toxic mortgages, or even state's attorneys general for filing lawsuits down the road. What other, if any, action are you going to be part of to recoup the losses that people experienced?
There are other banks that were not part of this settlement, and the attorney generals are working together to go after these banks. So it is certainly possible that we will be able to reach agreement with the other banks that were involved in this mortgage crisis, and we would have a second round of money and a second group of individuals that could be helped.
I've been talking with Mike DeWine, Ohio's Attorney General. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Ellen.